Hello, my name is Lisa Will from Near FM, and here with me is Mark O'Brien from Access Ballymun, and he's going to talk to me about BO Ballymun Ballad and Trads Festival in Ballymun.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, it's the first year of this Trad and Ballads Festival. It's kind of grown. It's a kind of community initiative that's funded by Dublin City Council. Access are involved in coordinating and programming it with organisations such as Satanta, GA Club and other community organisations with Dublin City Council. There's a huge, I suppose, amount of traditional Irish music in Ballymun and I suppose across the north side of Dublin and Dublin. This next week we're hugely excited that the quality of the artists we're going to be having on over the week, which will kind of culminate in Donal Lunny, Martin O'Connor and Roisin El Safdie playing in Access next Saturday, the 21st, Saturday week, 21st, at 8 o'clock. And it's going to be a kind of intimate 220-seater, fully-seated event. So it's an opportunity to see musicians of an international calibre at such kind of close quarters. During the week, there's a concert on Wednesday evening, in Access again, headlined by Lad Lane, a brilliant traditional Irish music group, and they are kind of being supported and playing along with the best of Ballymun kind of traditional talent. There's going to be a ceilidh on during the week. There's we're kind of trying to install concerts in the different spaces where concerts may not have happened before. So in the council chambers in the Civic Centre, there's a band called the Rolling Waves who are going to be performing there as well on Thursday night. And on a Saturday, because Access is all about kind of people being able to participate in the arts as well, there's going to be a series of workshops ranging from banjo to fiddle to flute to baron and to the Illan pipe. So it has everything for everybody, we hope.
It sounds like a great lineup, and as you said, it's the first year for the festival. Yes. So can you maybe tell us a little bit about how the idea came to life? Like, when did the idea pop up? How long did it take for it to realise the festival?
Well, over the last number of years, we've been collaborating with the Arts Office of Dublin City Council around the Northside Music Festival, which has outdoor events in different kind of parks across the north side, and there was one for the last few years on the Ballymun Plaza in front of Access. We were all looking to do something a bit different this year, and then the Community Development section of Dublin City Council got involved in the conversation around, again, as I say, kind of picking up the amount of traditional playing and Irish music in Ballymun and then in the surrounding areas. And this was the idea that kind of sprang from that. From my own perspective in Access, we've been very much developing a strand of our music programme which would have that kind of, you know, intimate acoustic feel. So we've had like Sharon Shannon, we've had Mary Coughlin, Glenn Hanser, Damien Dempsey, the Keela, Ray Doyle Kennedy in the last kind of year. So that really fitted in to what we wanted to do. So it kind of was a happy kind of conversation when we all went, let's try that out.
So how long did the realisation
I suppose the discussions were started kind of before Christmas in relation to the practicalities of kind of dates and kind of booking spaces. But then I suppose the whole idea behind it, it's not me sitting in a room kind of going on, I want to do that and that. It's a community initiative. So like there'd be weekly meetings with traditional musicians from the area to discuss kind of what shape the festival should take, what we should do, what age groups. And I think that kind of took a long time in a very good way. So I suppose in the last 2 months then we've been involved in the kind of practicalities of, you know, dates, booking acts, starting to promo, and now got 3 days. But yeah, no, it's all good.
And is it planned to be a yearly festival for
hopefully now? I suppose like anything else, if the first year goes well, you have a much better chance of going back to your funder and kind of going, look at how amazing this all was. So I kind of urge anyone into traditional music around any part of Dublin to come out to Ballymun for the week, because the aim would be to kind of to have it sustainable but also to grow it as well.
So yeah, maybe then tell the listeners how to get their tickets or where they can look up the schedule.
Schedule is available on the Access. It's downloadable from the Access website, which is www.accessaxisballymun.ie. Then you can book directly online on the website, or booking can be made by phone at our box office on 01883 2100. But there's flyers all over the place. You can't miss the big blue and yellow poster.
So then good luck with the first year of the festival.
Thank you
very much for being here.
Thanks.